Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Police Minister Bekele has repeatedly said that people with tattoos are not welcome in the police reserves service because they have a tendency towards being gangsters. This is according to Business Insider, but the written rule on tattoos for police recruits are a recipe for confusion. Apparently, they vary between full-time officers, reservists, and police chief documents, quotes documents dating back as far as 1964. Well, we wanted to get the lowdown on this. What does this actually mean? It's not as though I believe that we should be encouraging anybody not to join the police service if they would like to do so and simply can't do that because they have a tattoo. Well, Lesiba Tobakgale is the South African Police Union spokesman. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us today to hopefully clear up some of this confusion. How are you?
Good morning to yourself, Howard, and also to your listeners at home.
So it's been a very strange discussion, hasn't it? I mean, I keep wondering why this should have been a discussion at all.
Howard, you correctly quoted the 1964 dress order within the South African Police Services. And when we look at where we are now, the world has evolved. Unfortunately, we have the minister who's so obsessed about tattoos. He's not obsessed about dealing with crime. He's not obsessed about dealing with issues that the police really have, like promotions and the issues of salary increase and so on. So the dress order correctly, it is stating that one, if they have a tattoo, it should not be a visible tattoo. If one is wearing a summer, you know, there's this summer attire that is involved. And also it goes further where it says that it should not be irreconcilable with the objective of the service. That is what the dress order in terms of the standing orders within the South African Police Services is stipulating. But this blanket approach that we have seen the minister using across when he says that those who have tattoos, we travel around the world.
Absolutely.
As an organization.
Yeah.
And
so, sorry, carry on. I was just agreeing with you. I was agreeing as you were talking, and it caused a bit of a delay. So carry on talking, and then I'll speak to you.
Yes, we have since evolved. When you travel across, you know, the world, you go to Europe, you go all over the show, you find that police officers, they do have tattoos which are clearly visible, even if they are wearing any summer uniform or whatsoever. And there is no one who really has a problem about that. And we strongly believe that when we look into our country, it is wrong and it is irresponsible for one to use a blanket approach when it comes to the issues of tattoos, where the minister is able to say those who have tattoos, they will not be enrolled within the SAPS. Now, the people who are getting recruited, Howard, we are speaking about AMA 2000s. AMA 2000s, they do tattoos and so on. Does it mean, is it fair, is it constitutional, if one now says, because somebody who is a born free, they feel that they are expressing themselves through a tattoo, does it mean that one has to conclude that because one has a tattoo, it means that then they belong to a specific gang? Yes, there are tattoos which are gang-related, but one should not use that approach, the blanket approach, to say those who have tattoos, they will not be able to join the service, which means clearly, Howard, it means that going forward, because those who are getting recruited into the SAPS, majority of them are AMA 2000, who happen to love tattoos. And in a nutshell, those tattoos, they really do not mean that they are associated with gangs. So it means that the SAPS will not be able to attract anyone into the service, because majority of young people are into tattoos. And tattoos is how they express themselves. They do not mean that they are clearly linked with gang-related issues.
It's just a complete absurdity, isn't it? Because even relying on something written in 1964, we don't need to remind ourselves what South Africa looked like in 1964, let alone the rest of the world. It's a very, very different place. What is the rationale for the minister focusing on something so nonsensical. We have so many issues in the police force. We need to build people, educate people. We need to encourage our youngsters to join the police service. We need to see it as an attractive place, as a viable and exciting career with learning paths and a career opportunity. And then the minister turns around and makes comments about something so inane. The first thing that I would say to my youngster is, I don't know, do you want to be part of an organization that is so small-minded?
If you remember correctly, Howard, previously, one, if they are to join the South African Police Services, you would be vetted to the latter.
Right.
Crime intelligence would go to your friends, it would go to your people,
yes,
it will go to
yes.
your neighbors, it will go to people that you hang with. If you take alcohol, you go to clubs and so on, it will be there to really vet you properly, to check if you are proper and fit. That has since gone out of the window. Instead, what the minister is supposed to be saying, that we are going to vet you properly, because that is what it is needed. One can have a tattoo, you find that is not associated with any criminal syndicates. And one cannot have a tattoo, you find that they are deep inside, you know, working, and they are part and parcel of criminal syndicates. So the best thing we are saying as an organization, that the vetting part is what needs to come back. Our crime intelligence should go back to that. It went to an extent whereby even if a police officer has to marry somebody, he has to get permission from the national commissioner at that time, because they would go and vet whoever that a police officer is to marry, in order to determine that this person, will they have a positive or a negative impact in their life as a law enforcement officer and so on. So we are saying that instead of him saying that those who have tattoos, they do not have a place in the South, he's supposed to be saying, we are going to vet you accordingly.
Absolutely.
And that vetting part comes, because through vetting, you will be able to uncover everything and anything, not only just to come on a face value and be and come and discriminate unfairly so against a candidate, against an applicant who is here to assist the staff. As we know, we've got shortages of police officers. So whom are we going to attack if that is the blanket approach that is going to be utilized?
Absolutely right. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but just keep up the good fight and the good work, because this is important stuff. Lesipa Tobakgale, who is the South African Police Union spokesperson, talking to us about the reality of the minister's comments about tattoos. I'd love your thoughts, your reaction, please, on 34519 or 061 895 1019.